Aisling, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thanks so much for having us, Amber.
So I know you're in the midst of a conference at the moment. So tell us a little bit about it, I suppose, and what the aim of it is.
So this is a series of events that we're running in collaboration between our international child-friendly Women in Business Network alongside our charity partner Hopeful Handbags Global Nonprofit, where we support survivors of domestic abuse on their journey to sustainable safety, health, wealth and happiness. So we believe is the theme and the name of the conferences that we're running throughout 2025 and 2026. And we came up with it because it's all about what we as the collective believe in and how we are stronger together and can make an impact, not just for ourselves and our businesses as women in business, but also as a community of human beings, really people who want to support other people on their journeys. And we is the collective. It's that teamwork and women's empowerment also.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic. And I know the reason behind maybe what you've chosen as your theme maybe for this event is research that was carried out by AIB, and it found that women have more worries relating to money weighing heavily on their minds. So I suppose explain to us maybe a little bit about this research and I suppose what it involved and why you decided that this was a good focus for the conference.
For sure. So this current theme for this final one of 2025 is future funded beyond the balance sheet. So we hear, you know, anecdotally from our members constantly about their concerns. For some people, it's about, oh gosh, I'm a little bit afraid of getting too big in business. What if I get too big and I can't manage the account side, or I'm not managing the tax correctly? And how do I do that? And there's almost a fear of success for certain categories and groups of members within the community. But then we also have and the ones who talk about being frustrated that when funding pots do open for grants and through different government departments, that they feel like it's the same, kind of the same people who get the piece of the pot, and they feel like they want people to look beyond what their balance sheet says right now and look at what the other pieces of their business and what they do can bring to the table. So Future Funded Beyond the Balance Sheet was born. And looking into it on a more statistical level, we found research by AIB that says more than half of Irish women entrepreneurs feel financially insecure. And a third of those say that their businesses would not withstand a financial shock, which is quite concerning. And over half of them said that they'd actually have to shut down entirely if they weren't able to work for a certain period of time. And we do know, you know, realistically, in any household, it tends to be women who hold a lot more of the responsibility of that extra workload that goes in behind the scenes to keep a household running and managed. There are some amazing men out there, and we have men coming to these events as well. We call them our amazing allies, who do help with that as well. But I think there is a lot more pressure on the females in the household, never mind within their businesses as well. Because if a child is sick, if there's an issue with a family member, it's generally, you know, and this is a generalization, but that it's generally the female who will need to step in there and step away from the work that they're doing.
Okay. And those findings were quite stark, as you mentioned there as well. In terms of this event, I suppose, is part of it kind of offering tools and support for business women then maybe to try and, I suppose, tackle some of these issues that were raised through the research?
Absolutely. So our goal and our aim for those in the room is that they're provided with almost a 360 style of support. So we have the likes of AJ Gallagher in attendance. So they're an insurance company to help talk about public liability insurance and the different types of insurance that businesses may need, but also they can support with home insurance and car insurance and other things as well. We also have backing from Fairstone Ireland. So they, you know, Ask Paul and Devon Toner have come on board, and Anya Cullen, one of their senior advisors, is going to be there to talk to members about how they can protect, grow, and replace their income over time. We also have speakers who are going to touch on more of the holistic side, where we're going to talk about self-talk and self-worth and how we manage our own boundaries and expectations and what we're willing or unwilling to do to get to where we need to be or where we want to be in business and life, because it's very much about not being entirely balanced between business and life, but creating a better balance. So, you know, we have the ability to lean into business more one week or life another week and still have things ticking over. We're also going to touch on manifestation, infinite manifestation. We're going to look at the structure behind high ticketing methods, because high ticket to one person might look like €100, but high ticket to another person, an event I was at last week, the high ticket offer was 100 grand. So, you know, these structures work for any level of business. And it's about giving people the tools to look at, okay, how am I going to boost the profit on my balance sheet, but also express to the world and communicate in a way that they understand the value that I deliver and what I'm willing and unwilling to move on. And yeah, just look beyond just the balance sheet. So beyond that balance sheet and to everything that we bring to the table, because we're very multifaceted human beings. We all have something to bring. And it doesn't even matter if there's 5 people or 10 people or 50 people in any single room that have the same business. There's a different client and a different dream client for each of those. So we also have a speaker speaking about how you can actually identify when you're having a conversation with somebody. Are they going to be your dream client, or are they giving you signs that they're actually not the right fit for you? And is it time to say, actually, I'm going to refer you to somebody else because it's better business for them and it's better business for you?
Yeah, it sounds brilliant and really wide ranging as well, which is great because, as you said, it'll cater to a really wide range of people there as well. And I suppose it's very important, and I think it's kind of where you're coming from with organising the event as well, that people in business, women in business, have that confidence and that they are able to overcome any fears that they might have, I suppose, when it comes to the future of their business or the success of their business, because they do need to overcome those fears, I suppose, and to be able to manage them, really, isn't it? And I suppose that's kind of the aim of what you're doing there, because you have all these experts coming in that will dish out that advice and will help people in the best way they can.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we also find is simply being in the room with other people, you know, and not everybody's going to feel in the same position. So I actually use an interactive app throughout the event where we kind of ask questions to gauge where people are at. And what that helps to do is to show the audience that they're absolutely not alone, and that there's other people feeling the exact same as them right now. Like, it's totally anonymous and nobody knows who it is that's answered what, but it just gives you that sense of comfort to know, you know, it's not just me. There's more people experiencing what I'm experiencing, and that's actually, it's okay. And we're here together to talk through this and work on this and come out for the better on the other side of it. And we do build in as well to the day. We know, you know, everybody is there and they have a business to run. And we understand, and I certainly understand, that when you're going to an event, you might be like, oh gosh, but I've got so much work on my plate. I've got to get this done. I've got bills to pay. I've got, you know, invoices to send out, work to get finished for clients, or whatever it is that's on your action list. So we have co-working little sessions, or activity sessions, as I call them, built into the days as well, so that we have dedicated time where we can focus and tick things off our list as well, because your business needs to continue going and growing, whether you're at an event or not.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I know one of the findings as well that I found actually was quite stark was that I think it was more than 90% were interested in having financial advice if it felt that it helped their business needs, I suppose. Is that something maybe that stood out to you in terms of, you know, people maybe not reaching out and not getting that help? Or is it maybe they just don't know where to turn to, Aisling?
I actually think it's an amalgamation of all of those different situations for different people. But you are right. More than 90% said that they'd be interested in having financial advice if it helped their needs. And that's what we're aiming to deliver throughout the event as well. And even 70% of them have done it for their personal finances, but they haven't done it for their business. Partially, anecdotally, certainly we've heard it's through fear and almost like, oh gosh, but what if I don't like what I hear, or what if it feels uncomfortable? But we all know in order to grow, we have to get a little bit uncomfortable. So what we're going to do, what we're doing is creating a space for everybody to feel it comfortable enough to get a little bit uncomfortable and have those people in the room who are experts that they can go and start those conversations with. It doesn't mean the conversation has to end on the day. It's, you know, giving you access to the people who can guide you to the right people to make your next decision and next best step for you, your business and your life.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. And I know you have another event similar to this as well lined up for February, which would be well worth attending, I can imagine, if anyone obviously is listening and they weren't able to attend the one that's on at the moment, Aisling.
Yes, we do. So we are running our next one on the 25th of February 2026 in Croke Park. Again, it is We Believe. And the theme for the next one is around setting up for success, getting systems in place and stressing less, because we do know, again, the stats are quite high. I think it's over 90% of entrepreneurs have experienced issues with their mental health. So reducing stress is something that we really, really, really want to touch on. And we touched on it a little bit 2 years ago through our Mind Body Business events. But this time around, we're going to look at, okay, how can we reduce our stress levels, but also one of the levers that we can use to do that is to have better systems in place that lead to success. And not a vicious cycle, but it's a full circle cycle. You know, if we're less stressed, we're going to be more productive, more focused, more positive, and have better energy to do business anyway. And if the systems are there to help reduce the stress, it all feeds back into itself. And all of that combined creates more success for you personally and in your business.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly does. Well, Aisling, it's really, really interesting. And thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening to talk us through it.
Thanks so much for having me.